Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Let Me Scare You, Episode 2, the podcast where we dive deep into everything dark, creepy, nostalgic, and downright terrifying. I'm your host, Corey J, and today we're jumping into the decade that completely reshaped horror, the 1990s. This was the era of grunge, goosebumps, and VHS tapes, but it was also a strange transitional time for horror. The slasher craze of the 80s had burned out. Freddy, Jason, and Michael were getting tired. But then something changed. The 90s gave us clever meta horror, viral terror, and found footage nightmares that still haunt our minds today. So grab your popcorn or maybe a flashlight, because today we're going deep into three icons of 90s horrors. Scream from 1996. Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, 1991, and The Blair Witch Project, 1999. And along the way, I'll throw in some trivia, fun facts, and behind-the-scenes stories that you probably haven't heard before. Let's get spooky. So let's rewind a bit. The early 90s weren't exactly the golden age of horror. The big franchises, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, they had become parodies of themselves. Audiences were kind of burned out. The monsters weren't scary anymore. They were mascots. But the 90s were quietly rebuilding horror. Studios were experimenting, sometimes badly, but sometimes they hit on something special. We saw the rise of psychological thrillers like The Silence of the Lambs from 1991, and Seven from 1995. Those blurred the line between horror and crime drama, bringing legitimacy back to the genre. Then came a new kind of horror, self-aware horror, and that brings us to our first deep dive. So let's talk about Scream, 1996, the meta masterpiece, the movie that resurrected horror. Directed by Wes Craven, who by the way also gave us Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream was part slasher, part parody, and part love letter to the genre itself. The premise: a masked killer known as Ghostface starts murdering teenagers in a small town in Woodsboro. But the twist is that characters have seen horror movies. They know the rules. You got the virgin rule, the I'll be back rule, and of course the horror trivia that literally decides who lives or dies. It was fresh, funny, scary, and smart. Something the genre desperately needed. Here's a fun fact number one. Drew Barrymore was originally supposed to play Sidney Prescott, the main character, but she asked to play Casey Becker instead, the girl in the opening scene. Why? Because she thought it would totally shock the audience if she, the biggest star on the poster, died in the first 10 minutes, and she was right. It was a marketing masterstroke. Fun fact number two. The original title of Scream was Scary Movie. Yep, that's right. The same name that would later become the parody franchise mocking Scream itself. Talk about meta. Miramax actually changed the title after hearing Michael Jackson's song Scream on the radio. They thought it sounded cooler, and they weren't wrong. And fun fact number three. Ghostface's mask was found completely by accident in the house the producers were scouting. And I said Ghostface's masks. It was the first one that I'm talking about, the first movie. So it was found while scouting, and it was just hanging on the wall, an old novelty mask from a company called Fun World. Wes Craven loved it so much he contacted him to get the rights. And of course, Scream launched a wave of late 90s teen horror. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Urban Legend, The Faculty, all of them tried to capture the self-aware slasher vibe. But here's the real impact. Scream made horror cool again. It reintroduced a genre, a new generation that grew up with cable TV and Blockbuster Video. So before we move on, let's do a quick trivia check. Let's see what you guys know about Scream. Trivia, 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 trivia break. Scream edition. Alright, horror fans. Let's see if you know your stuff. I'll give you a few Scream questions. Shout out your answers in your car, your kitchen, wherever you're listening. Question 1. What movie does Casey Becker say is her favorite scary movie?
Ding, 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 ding.
Here's your answer. A Nightmare on Elm Street. And she adds, the first one was good, but the rest sucked. Which is hilarious because Wes Craven directed the first one himself. Alright, moving on. Question 2. What's the name of Sydney's boyfriend in Scream?
Ding, 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 ding.
Answer, which everyone should know this if you've seen Scream, is Billy Loomis, which, by the way, is a nod to Halloween, Dr. Loomis from the original 1978 film. And moving right along to question number 3. This is going to be the final question before we get on to our next segment. What's the rule if you want to survive a horror movie? Answer. Never have sex, never drink or do drugs, and never say, I'll be right back. Alright, nice job, horror nerds. Hope you got 3 out of 3. Alright, so now we'll go ahead and move on. Now we're going to rewind to the early 90s. Wes Craven's own creation, Freddy Krueger, was starting to wear thin. By 1991, we'd already had 5 Elm Street movies, and the franchise had gone from terrifying to downright cartoonish. Then came Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. The marketing promised it was the end of Freddy Krueger. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. The movie leaned into dark comedy and 3D gimmicks. There was even a video game sequence where Freddy's controlling a teenager with a power glove, literally referencing Nintendo's Power Glove. I remember that spot. You forgot the Power Glove. Alright, moving on to some fun facts about Freddy's Dead. Here is the first one. Freddy's Dead featured cameos by Johnny Depp, Tom Arnold, Roseanne Barr, and even Alice Cooper as Freddy's abusive father. Yep, that movie went full on bizarre, boy. Alright, down to fun fact number 2. It was released in 3D. But only for the final 10 minutes of the movie. Viewers were instructed to put on their 3D glasses now right before the climax. Old school gimmick, but it made for a fun theatrical experience. And fun fact number 3. The plan was actually for this to end the franchise. They even made a mock obituary for Freddy Krueger and placed it in the variety of magazines. But of course, horror villains never really die. Craven himself returned 3 years later with Wes Craven's New Nightmare, a brilliant meta-horror precursor to Scream. So even though Freddy's Dead was a bit of a campy farewell, it marked the end of an era. The 80s slasher fully giving way to the 90s more self-aware horror. And then just when horror thought it had nothing left to say, along came the Blair Witch Project. This movie changed everything. Released in 1999, it was made for about $60,000. And grossed nearly $250 million worldwide. That's one of the biggest returns on investment in movie history. But what made it revolutionary was the style, the found footage. It told the story of three film students who went missing in the Maryland woods while investigating a local legend. What we're supposedly seeing is their recovered footage. It looked real. And back in 1999, people believed it was real. I can honestly say I believed it was real because the website that they had put up, all the missing kids, they had everybody convinced. And let me tell you something, nobody didn't really know it wasn't real until after the fact, about a year later, when all these actors started showing up on talk shows or the internet actually got bigger. Because back in the day, the internet wasn't really that much. You had maybe, I don't know if Google was around then, but yeah, you could search a little bit. You had websites that you could go to. Yeah, I mean, they had you convinced. Anyways, moving on to some fun facts about the Blair Witch Project. Fun fact number one is the actors were actually sent into the woods with real camping gear and GPS instructions. The directors left them notes each morning telling them what to do for the day's shoot, and sometimes they'd mess with them at night by shaking their tents or making noises, so those screams 100% genuine fear. Another fun fact, when I was in the 1990s, so I remember what grade I was in based on, like, let's say 1996, the end number was I was in the 6th grade, 1997, 7th grade, and so on. So in 1999, I was in the 9th grade. And I remember me and a couple of friends, won't say no names, but we were into the Blair Witch Project, tried to make our own little home movie, and there's probably still stick people that we created and just hung in the side of the woods where we were trying to film our little movie. But yeah. I think everybody who watched that movie probably hung stick men up all over the place. Anyways, moving on to fun fact number two. Excuse me. The film's viral marketing was genius. They made fake missing persons posters, built a website claiming the footage was real, and kept the actors out of the public eye before release. People generally thought the Blair Witch legend existed. It was one of the first times the internet was used to sell a movie like that. Okay, so I kind of jumped the gun on the fun fact. Either way, it was true. Moving on, the fun fact number three. About the ending, the shot of Mike standing in the corner, that wasn't scripted. The directors told the actors to improvise, and they explored the house. It's creepy, subtle, and one of the most haunting final shots in horror history. The Blair Witch Project gave birth to the entire found footage subgenre, paving the way for Paranormal Activity, record, REC, anyways, Cloverfield, and even VHS. It also marked the perfect end to the decade. Low budget, high impact, and psychologically terrifying. The exact opposite of the flashy, formulaic horror of the early 90s. So when you think of the 90s horror, remember this. It wasn't just a bridge between decades. It was a reinvention. We got Freddy's Dead, saying goodbye to the old guard. We got Scream, redefining the rules. And we got the Blair Witch Project, rewriting the entire playbook. Three films, three totally different styles, one decade that proved horror could always adapt. Alright everybody, I'm going to give you five more trivia. I'm going to give you a little bit more time in between to come up with your answer, whether you're in your car, you're laying in your bed, you're chilling, you're at work with your headphones on. You got five questions. I think all movies that were in the podcast are in the five questions. So we'll go ahead and start off. Question 1. What year did Scream release? I'll give you a little bit to come up with your answer. Boom, 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 boom. Answer is 1996. That would have put me in the 6th grade. Alright. Trivia question number 2. Who directed the Blair Witch Project? And I am not going to shame anybody if they get this one wrong, because I was way the fuck off myself. And I had no clue who these people were. I didn't know who they were when the movie came out. And I don't know if they've ever even directed a movie since then. So, you get it wrong, you get it wrong. This one don't count, I don't believe, because it's a bunch of bullshit. But I'll give you a few seconds anyway. You gonna pull out your smart box or your smartphone, whatever. Oh, yeah. Hopefully that word ain't copyrighted, but anyways, you got a little bit. Answer your question. Alright, so the answer is Daniel Myrick and Eduardo Sanchez. Yeah, alright, moving on to number 3. Number 3. Oh man, if you don't know the answer to this one, then you deserve a dirty Sanchez, is all I'm saying here. What was Freddy Krueger's weapon of choice? And if there's any kid that ever do get a hold of this podcast, it's actually made for mature people, so don't be going around talking about dirty Sanchez's and shit, alright? Question 3. What was Freddy Krueger's weapon of choice? Uh-huh. fucking glove with blades on it. All right, you don't know that one, you don't know horror, and you need to find like a My Little Pony podcast or something. All right, moving on to number four. Let's go ahead and ask the question, what's the first word spoken in Scream? That might take everybody a little bit of time, so I'm going to give you like 10 more seconds starting now. Go. Been exactly 10 seconds, but I'm gonna go ahead and give you the answer. And the answer to the question of what's the first word spoken in Scream is
hello.
All right, moving on to number five. And yeah, that was me, by the way, just throw that out there. Number five for the last question of the trivia round, how much did the Blair Witch Project cost to make? I do believe we discussed this earlier in the podcast, going through the Blair Witch segment. So there is time. If you was paying attention, you got a ballpark figure that you could throw out there. And let me just say it's let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a five-figure number. All right. Okay. All right. Come on. The answer is around $60,000. It's not bad, right? All right, horror fans, that's about it for today's episode of Let Me Scare You. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the 90s horror, make sure to follow, leave a review, and share. Share it with your fellow Scream Queens and Gore Hounds. Next time we'll jump into another dark corner of horror history, maybe vampires, maybe found footage sequels. You'll just have to tune in and find out. Until then, keep your flashlight close. Don't say I'll be back. And remember, the 90s may be over, but horror never dies.